Unfortunately, it's a necessity. You know, it's not a green light for people to go out and take opioids. But because it's appearing in so many drugs that are on the street now, it's a necessity. And because, you know, particularly fentanyl, it's such a dangerous drug. Unfortunately, my son Robert was one of the first reported cases of death from fentanyl. The night that he died, he didn't know that he'd been given fentanyl, and two, he didn't take it the night that he died because it was still on a book prepared next to him. It was only, that's how the police were able to confirm what it was eventually, and that took 3 months. The reality is you're never going to eradicate drugs, unfortunately. And sadly, too many of our youth today are playing with them. You know, so it's important that we get them to realise that there's repercussions from this. The main source of it getting in is people selling it, so we need to make them responsible for their actions. I mean, the first part that we managed to achieve was that when a dealer goes up in front of a judge, particularly and there's a death involved in that, the judge will be informed on the potency of the drug that the dealer supplied, which means they will get a stiffer penalty, which is something that wasn't done before. Because this drug is 50 to 100 times stronger than heroin or morphine, you know, currently it's a class A drug, but it is significantly stronger than that. We can't reclassify all the drugs, that would take forever. Yeah. And the other portion of Robert's law is they're looking at talking about increasing the minimum term for drug dealing from 3 years to 6 years. I mean, hopefully another portion that we're hoping to achieve would be that where we can link a death from fentanyl to a dealer, they would hopefully get charged with manslaughter, as well as raising awareness. You know, you want these people to look at these drugs that they're being given and think, well, this could be what killed my friend, or this could be what killed that young lad. So I'm not going to mess about with it. If you're fearing that your child is taking drugs or anything like that, you need to approach an action, speak to your GP, speak to the schools, speak to anybody. You know, the internet is full of lots of information as well. And be open and honest with your child. Not terrify them, just be open and honest with them.